More than 11,000 people died as the Ebola virus spread across Liberia, Guinea and Sierra Leone, with minor outbreaks in a handful of other African countries. The investigation into the global response describes immense human suffering, fear and chaos, and criticizes a lack of political leadership. Professor Peter Piot was part of the team that discovered the Ebola virus in what was then Zaire in 1976. He chaired the report into the latest outbreak.
We need to support those countries that are most vulnerable to epidemics to build their capacity so that they can diagnose locally and promptly, and also organize the response through health education and whatever measures have to be put in place.
The report says the biggest single failure was the World Health Organization's delay in sounding the alarm about the outbreak.
We were simply far too slow to respond to this Ebola crisis, and as a result, many people died unnecessarily that could have been prevented. That means a better equipped, a more efficient, and more responsive WHO, World Health Organization, and also a system that brings a more accountability.
Since the outbreak, promising vaccines have been developed against Ebola. Piet says thousands of lives could have been saved with earlier investment.
We need a better system to develop new vaccines, new drugs, new diagnostics, where there is no market incentive.
Last month, the three worst affected countries celebrated the first week none of them experienced any new infections. But in recent days, there have been several new cases in Liberia.
We've discovered now, which is something we didn't know, that people, men, can excrete the virus in their seminal fluid for 6-7 months, that there may be persistence of the virus in the body, and so all that is very new.
Piot says those new developments make the need for reforms even more urgent to prevent a future pandemic. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.